Thank you for the hand clap, Brother Marcus. Amen. I'm going to deal with several scriptures today, as always. And I once strayed away from this, and I always tell y'all these stories like, well, I had something, and the Lord gave me something else. But God's been, he's had this on my mind all week long, and I almost made a turn. But you know what? I got to go the direction that he's taking me in. Amen? Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you turn to the turn to Psalm 23. Amen. If you join me for a word of prayer as you're going to the book of Psalms, just turn to Psalm 23. And also, when you turn to Psalms 23, also, after you get Psalms 23, most of us know where the 23rd Psalm is. Turn over to Ezekiel 37. Put your thumb on Ezekiel 37. Or put something in there so you can flip back. Amen? Amen. If you bow with me for a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning as humble as we know how. Father God, thanking you for what our eyes have seen and for what our ears have heard. Father God, thanking you for blessing us with a beautiful day to come out and worship. Worship your holy and divine name. Father God, we are so just excited about what you are doing in our lives and what you've done, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for giving us a place that we feel comfortable in. Amen. You brought us all together here at the Orange Chapel Baptist Church, the OC, Father God. And we thank you for just giving us a spirit of praise with like-minded people. Lord God, if we've done anything in error, if we've done anything that is not pleasing in your sight, Father God, we ask for your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, it's our intention and our endeavor, Father God, to do your will. So, Lord God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that abides within us, that leads us and guides us, Father God. Lord, and we would just be mindful that we all would pay attention to your message, to your words, to your statutes, Father God. Lord God, we thank you again for each and every individual. We pray for healing and the place that healings need to take place. We pray, Father God, for a sound mind. We pray, God, for hearts that would receive your word. Lord God, we pray for forgiveness for sin, those that we committed that we knew of and those that we knew not. Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins. Lord God, who ministered on this earth, but not only ministered, Father God, but gave his life for each and every one of us. Father God, we pray for our children. We pray for each and every ministry that is a part of the Orange Chapel Church. We thank you, Father God, for traveling grace to and from all of the many destinations. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for financial blessings for those of us who need it. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for just your mercy and grace on our jobs, Father God. We know sometimes that, amen, as we work from day to day, it seems like things are not getting any better, Father God. But we just pray that you would give us a mindset that we would be conducive to what your word teaches. Father God, that each and every day as we work as if we're working for you and not for the man. Lord God, we again thank you for the blood that you shed at Calvary. Lord God, I ask that you would just bless each and every word that comes out of my mouth today, Father God. Lord, help me to say what needs to be said. Help me to do what needs to be done. Lord, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, Father God, we'll just stand still. So, Lord God, I ask you to deep me down into the treasures of your word that I may say something that will be beneficial to someone in their life. All these and many other blessings we ask. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Let's get a Lord another hand clap of praise, church. Amen. What a beautiful and awesome time we've had up to this point this morning. Amen. I'm just excited about what God is doing. Amen. With us as a body of believers. Amen. Amen. And I'm excited about, amen, his word each and every day, each and every opportunity. Amen. I get to either read, either hear, amen, or either teach or preach his word. Amen. Amen. We ought to get excited about the word. Amen. All right. I was kind of waiting on the brothers to come out. I guess y'all put so much money in, it's taking them a while to count it this morning. Amen. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing that, amen, the Lord has brought us all together to, amen, trust each other. Amen. To give as God has blessed us to give and do what God has blessed us to do. All the many talents, amen, that are in this house, we're blessed. Amen. How many of y'all know that we're blessed? Amen. Amen. I want to thank, amen, our brother for coming up and helping us sing this morning. Amen. We thank you, brother. Amen. For allowing God to use you and your talent. Amen. For his glory. Amen. It's not every Sunday you can get up and start singing and just grab a mic and toss it to somebody and they start singing with you. Amen. But that's just how God works. Amen. 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 Well, we're going to go ahead and get started, and hopefully our brothers can catch up with us when they get out here. Amen. Psalm 23, 23rd Psalm. How many of you are there? Amen. Let's look at Psalm 23 and the fourth stanza there. Psalm 23 and 4. When you find it, say amen. Y'all been there a long time, haven't you? Amen. Bible says, the King James Version says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated at this time. If you would, turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. And we're going to read verse 1. Amen. Come on in, brothers. Amen. Amen. Ezekiel 37. Amen. The prophet Ezekiel writes here, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Amen. 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 We want to go on a field trip today. I like how Minister Smith said that when she preached her sermon. We're going to go on a little field trip today. Let's go to the valley. Amen. We're going to go to the valley today. Amen. Anybody want to go to the valley? Amen. I heard a brother used to sing a song. Amen. Brother Donnell Williams. Amen. Used to sing a song. I've been dipped in the water. He said, I went to the valley one day to pray. My soul got happy and I stayed all day. Amen. So we're going to go to the valley today. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to the valley. Amen. That probably used to be a not Sun Valley. Some of y'all are going to have a flashback. That used to be where the Christian folk, the preachers used to go to Sun Valley. Because they had that drive-through. That's where the church folk used to go, give it. They know, they already know what we want. You know, the preacher go through here again. So not Sun Valley, but we're going to the valley. You know what? The valley may be Sun Valley for some of us. We're going to talk about that today. Take a trip to the valley. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Woo. Is that right? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. My brothers and sisters, at some point in each and every one of our lives, we've been in the valley. The valley represents many places, many faces. The valley. Amen. You may be in your relationship. Amen. Some of you have experienced the valley. On your job, you may have experienced the valley where they say we're going to close in 30 days. Amen. The valley in your relationship may be divorce papers. Get served on your job. It's over. Get that paperwork in your life. The valley. The valley may be a relationship with a close friend. Amen. And things just seem to dry up. Amen. When we think of the valley, when David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Let's stop there for a minute. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. In life, my brothers and sisters, you and I will walk in, but if we are truly children of God, we will walk through. He said, yea, though I walk through. Some of us are walking in and staying in. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, that's fear immediately. Oh, don't that sound like a scary place? This is a spooky sermon today. Scary sermon. Though, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But then David picks that thing up. He says, but I will fear no evil. Because I got some help. I got somebody that's bigger than I am. The reason why so many of us get stuck in the valley and remain in the valley and don't walk through the valley and remain in the valley is because we don't summon the real help in our lives. Amen. We don't call on the Lord, or we don't have confidence that God is going to bring us through. Amen. When times gets tough, amen, what does it say? Tough gets going. We have to utilize what we have, my brothers and sisters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, my God, carry a big stick. And thy staff, they comfort me. Woo, isn't that good stuff? There's comfort, my brothers and sisters, even in the valley, as long as you have God. Y'all know the old folks say, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Now, the valley can represent, amen, poverty. Some of you grew up poor. Amen. Some of us grew up in government-assisted housing. Grew up in the projects. Grew up in the hood. Grew up in neighborhoods with drug dealers and killers. Amen. You know, when this terrorist thing came out, that didn't mean nothing to us because we know terrorists. We all knew somebody in the neighborhood that'd kill you. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I will fear. Sometime, my brother says, going through the corner. Yeah, I remember back in the early 90s how it was. It used to happen right here. You go to the Raz and you be like, Mama love you, Daddy love you. You may not see them anymore. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Shots used to ring out in Paris just like it does all over South Dallas. Watts. Amen. South Central. Same thing. We had terrorists and sometimes we had to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. Going to the valley today. We're going to go to the valley. Amen. Even our children sometimes will take us to the valley. Amen. You send your child off. You know, you think everything's going to be all good, but then you got to go see them because they got hooked on drugs in college. Amen. Y'all don't think that happens? I didn't know what drugs was till I got to college. The valley. The valley can mean a whole lot of things. Amen. Valley can mean sickness. Amen. Man, some of us been so sick we couldn't even call on God. The valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, I touched on Brother Ezekiel. Brother Ezekiel is a prophet. Amen. That took the orders. Amen. That carried the message from God. Amen, to Judah as well as Israel. Amen. When Israel messed up, when Judah messed up, and Ezekiel had to carry the message, say, look, y'all, you messed up, and this is what's going to happen. Even while things were going good, he had to tell the people that things were going to get bad. And while things were at its worst, he had to tell the people, hey, keep your head up, things are going to be all right. Kind of reminds me of the preacher. Amen. When things are going good, my brothers and sisters, we have to encourage and tell you it's going to be all right. And when we see things that are about to happen bad, it's our job to warn you. When danger is coming. Amen. In the valley. I love what Ezekiel did while he was in the valley. First off, he didn't wander in the valley. Some of us think we just happen to be in the valley. If you are a child of God, guess what? God's orders may have taken you through the valley. Some of you in dealings in church. How many of y'all have been hurt in church? In the valley. Amen. And God took you through that situation so you could help somebody else. Amen. You may have divine orders to go through the valley. Some of y'all sitting around crying about your situation, but God's just trying to get some glory out of you and your situation so you can help somebody else. Woo! In the valley. Oh, Ezekiel 37,
Look what the Lord did. It said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. It's in the spirit. The hand of the Lord was upon it. Oh. And he set me down in the midst. The hand of the Lord set me down in the midst of what? Of the valley which was full of bones. Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them around and about. Now, I can see this in my mind. He said, look, is anybody else cold other than me? Y'all good? Boy, that earth jumping, ain't it? All right, bump that up just a little bit. Because, you know, sometimes we get hot in church, we can really feel that spirit. So bump it up just 1 degree, just 1 degree. All right? That was real random, wasn't it? Did I mess you up? Because I just stopped in the middle of church, said it was cold. Somebody said, hallelujah, thank you. Somebody said, Lord, preach you what you're doing. look at this. It said, it caused me to pass them around and about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. So I can see the Spirit of God taking Ezekiel. Amen. And he said, I'm going to have you to hover around. Kind of like y'all sitting there and me being up here. I need you to take a bird's eye view. I need you to look down and see what I see. What do you see? I see bones. Valley full of bones. He took me around and my brother, sometimes when we're in the valley, when we get placed in the valley, how many of y'all are surprised when, oh, Lord, I'm in the valley? Sometimes y'all, but a whole lot of times you're not, because you know where you're going. When I came to Orange Chapel, I knew I was coming to the valley. Wasn't nobody down here. Wasn't even no bones. I was just in the valley. And he had me to look around. Long see much. That's right. I'm going to send him. So he'll send you on a recon. Some of y'all ever been in a place you feel like you've been there already? Because he sent you round and about. You know, you meet that brother, and you say, oh, we just so comfortable together. It just seems like we've been knowing each other forever. I say, oh, Lord, he done sent me to the valley. Look at this. Caused me to pass them around and about, and behold, there were very many in an open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. See, sometimes we're trying to figure stuff out. When we get in the valley, we want to send everybody to hell. They ain't no good. They sorry. They ugly. They this, they that. But when you get to the valley, only God knows. Y'all, we need to stop giving up on God's people. Amen. God created each and every one of us. Let's stop giving up. I'm in the valley today. We encouraging folks to give up on their relationship because of what it looked like to us. God said, "What son of man, what do you see?" Because he said, there are very many in the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of God, can these bones live? And I said, oh God, thou knowest. See, sometimes we think we know too much. And some boy, y'all know who, you know who's gotten me in the most trouble in my life? Me. Thinking I know. Because I wouldn't have ever stopped in Orange Chapel if I had a lean on my own understanding. Because see, when I came here, I didn't see anything but 5 people. Amen. Oh, Lord, Sister Roberta. I didn't see but 5 people, but look at this great army. Look at it. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm trying to preach, y'all. And verse 4 says, and again he said to me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Okay, now, guess what he did? Guess what God did? He's already said, I'm going to cause breath to come into you, but the process hadn't started yet. Did y'all see that? That's the end result. That he's going to breathe breath into him. See, now what's going on here is the Israelites, Israel is under bondage. Amen. They're under captivity. Amen. They're under Babylon. Amen. And they can't worship like they want to worship. They can't praise like they want to praise. Anybody been there before? They can't do what they want to do. They can't buy what they want to buy. They can't do anything. They are under in bondage. Isn't it sad to be, none of us ever been slaves, but if you've been in bondage in your mind, you just can't shake it. Amen. Can you imagine what addiction is like? But you know, we want to dog people out because they're addicted. Amen. We don't know what they're going through, but at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, they're in bondage. Amen. Trying to get out. They don't want to be that way because they remember they used to not be that way. Amen. And when we see a dry bone out there, guess what? We need to consult with God and see what he says about that situation. Amen. We shutting the door on people. And God is telling us to prophesy to those bones. Why y'all think I'm talking to y'all this morning? I'm glad they didn't give up on me. Messed up, dry bone, messed up, tore up from the floor, beat up from the feet up. But the preacher didn't give up on me. He let me keep on keeping on. Amen. Okay, I'm almost done. Then he said, he said to me, prophesying to these bones and saying to them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Uh-oh, that's what it all boils down to. We're in the valley. Hear the word of the Lord. Amen. We got to preach and teach the word of God. But a lot of times we reach our dry spells, when we reach our valley, then the last thing we want to do is say what the word say. Okay. Let me give y'all. Where God is. Ooh, I got 10 minutes. Let me finish this thing. I was in a tub. Can y'all see this knot on my head? I know I got a knot right there. Anybody see that little knot? I was in a tub chilling. Candy just rolled her eyes at me. And my wife comes in the bathroom. And she wants to start fixing, doing stuff. And she knocked the shower curtain down. She trying to put a new shower curtain up. And I'm chilling. Oh, y'all act like y'all wife don't come in the bathroom when y'all and take the bath. Okay, I'm chilling. She knocks the curtain rod down and busts him in the head. Now, if I had been the way I used to be, I would have said, as a matter of fact, I told somebody else about it. I said, boy, did you cuss? I bet you was cussing, wasn't you? I said, no, man. Now, if you'd have caught me in the valley. Thank you, brother. She'd have got it. But instead, I put my hand right there and I closed my eyes. I said, Jesus, Lord, please don't let it. Because if she cut me, I look and I said, oh, I don't see no blood. Because then I got to come to church and explain how I got big stitches in my head. But if I'd have been in the valley, then that situation would have played out a whole different way. But because somebody poured God's spirit in me, even when I'm minding my own business, get hit upside the head because she couldn't wait till I got done to do what she wanted to do, then I had to put the curtain up anyway. But we got to help people when they're in the valley, because somebody got me to the point where something happened. It wasn't even my fault. I wasn't doing anything. I was innocent bystander. Amen. The children of Israel, what we have to understand is some of those that had stepped out away from what God had called them to do, what God had told them to do, everybody suffered because of what a few did. Be careful what you do, Orange Chapel, because you may affect the whole house. That's what I'm getting at. Amen? Amen. But I was able to handle that situation in an appropriate manner. Amen? Aren't y'all glad your pastor can handle things in an appropriate way? So, brothers, when your significant other, your wife, hit you upside the head, don't cuss. Don't act a fool. Amen. But you know, because if I had the wrong mindset, they probably would have cut me. But I had protection. Ain't that good? Well, he'll protect you even in the physical. Thank you, Lord. Watch this. In the valley. Turn over to the book of Luke. Let's look at Luke, amen, chapter 8. And then I'm gonna take my seat. Y'all know how that thing, in the valley of the dry bones, what happened was, amen, once he began to speak, amen, y'all know that the bones were scattered. Isn't it crazy in life how when we are outside of the ark of safety, when we're not up under the word of God, under the will of God, how everything will be disorganized, unorganized, whole life, finances messed up, kids messed up, house messed up, can't get along with anybody, and everything is scattered. But when God starts to work, when he starts to speak, things just start coming together. Little by little, it comes together. So when he began to speak and prophesy to those bones, amen, there was a physical manifestation of what was going on in the spiritual. Once God started speaking, the bones started coming together. Amen. We had a head over here that went to a leg over there, and everything began to come together. I'm talking about the valley today. Amen. When God began to work in your life, can't you see things start to come together? You begin to love more. You begin to have more patience. Your finances, you're still making the same money, but you're able to do a little bit more with it. Once it all begins to come together, so the bones come together, and then the muscles come together and attach. Amen. Then the skin comes on. And Ezekiel's still prophesying. He didn't give up on them in the valley. He stood there until the work was done. And that's my job, that's your job, that's our job to do when we're in the valley. Speak what God has spoken to us. Amen? Don't be selfish with what God is telling you. He has a message in all of us. You can help somebody. But he was patient and he stood there and he continued to receive instruction from God. And that instruction from God was able to help those that were in the valley of the dry bones. Then what happens was, as the word continued to go forth, then they stood up as soldiers. Flesh, muscles, bones. But still, they were unable to speak because the Spirit hadn't been breathed into them. Amen. Stay in until the work is done. Are y'all going to pray with me? Stick with it until the work is done. Let me tell you something. It's not a shame. It's not. If you're in the valley, it's okay. But do what needs to be done while you're there. He didn't give up. He didn't just say, Lord, take me now. I'm down here with the bone. Just take me now. He wasn't, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yea, though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil. Ezekiel didn't question how they ended up that way. Most of us would have walked in the valley and saw them, what? Oh, it must be a monster out here. Wait a minute, God, where are you taking me? Do you see all them bones down there? It must be some werewolves or some lions. Y'all check that. Some lions, tigers and bears out here killing folk. You going to put me out here? See, some of us get in the valley, then we freak out. Get under the tree. Some of us save folks. You end up, you at the family reunion, you go over there where they playing dominoes, cussing and lying and drinking. Oh, I can't. Oh, no. I rebuke you, Satan. You need to go on in the valley. Hey, brother, how y'all doing all right? You know they gonna lie, talking loud anyway. When last time y'all been to church, man? Come go to church with me. Man, you know what, cuz? I'm gonna do that, man. But you scared of the valley. Man, some of y'all still go to the club. That's all right. Why you? Come on, go to church with me tomorrow morning. You notice I don't dance hard as I used to. I'm going to get to the point where I quit putting my business on Facebook. I'm going to get there, but I'm still having a little fun. But I'm going to get there. It's a process, and I ain't going to give up on none of you. Amen? I ain't giving up on nobody, because God didn't give up on me in the valley. I'm trying to close this thing out. I told y'all to turn over to Luke then. So y'all got the picture with the valley of dry bones? And now God is telling Israel through Ezekiel that, hey, everything's going to be all right. I know you've been under bondage, but everything's going to work out for you. Let's be positive and tell somebody this week. Help somebody this week. Somebody may be down and out. Somebody's down and out in here. Let me tell you something. God is putting your life back together. Amen. Receive it this morning. He's putting your life back together to give him glory. And this valley of dry bones, they are so significant because God wrote about them and put them in his word. But we want to count out everybody. The only person going to heaven, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Pastor McGuire. No. Folks in the valley, been in the valley, they know what tough times are like, hard times are like, struggles like. Some of us struggling right now, trying to find jobs, trying to get our kids to act right, trying to get somebody, come on, somebody. Trying to put our life back together, but you know what? We can't put it back together, but God can. But you've got to be in the place, in the right place, amen? You got to be in the right place to receive it. You know your stuff messed up, get to church every chance you get. I ain't told y'all you couldn't make it yet. And I know you. And the things I don't know, he tipped me off. Sure do. Yep. Sure do. Had to call some of y'all this week, and I see you this morning. Hallelujah. God put you on my mind. I had to call you. Had to call a couple folks to get you, but I got you. And you're here this morning. Look at God. I ain't scared. I go to the valley. She said, ooh, who is he talking about? You'll never guess. Watch this. And let me tell y'all something. There's going to be a physical change. There's going to be a physical change. See, we want to get caught. Okay, what he do in the spirit, he going to do in the spirit. But you know what? There's going to be an outside. There's going to be a change on you on the outside. Amen? There's going to be a change on the outside. Let me show you this. In the valley. Amen. When you go through a valley type situation, how many of y'all, some of your friends, we don't hang out with you no more because you like doing this church thing? Yeah, they done left you alone. Yeah, you think you better than everybody. No, I ain't better than nobody. I'm saved, though. I'm going to heaven. You better come on, get on this train. Okay. I can't share that. That's for next week. Did y'all turn to Luke chapter 8? Let's look at this. I'm going to the valley, then we're going home, okay? Let's go to another valley. We went to the valley of the shadow of death with David. He's going to fear no evil, for the God, thou art with me. Amen. He got some weapons, rod and staff. They're going to comfort him. Then we took Ezekiel. We went through the valley with Ezekiel, right? Ezekiel has the word of God that's speaking to the bones. The bones are now lifted up. Israel's going to be all right because God, they are God's chosen people. Amen. Amen. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right this morning. Watch this. Let's look at verse 26. Verse 26 of chapter 8. I can't read all this. Let's look at verse 27. Jesus has come upon a man in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 26, a man that is possessed by devils, demons, demonic forces. Y'all understand this is real stuff, right? But it's a scary sermon today. And they arrive at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee, and when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. All right, this dude here, he take the valley to a whole nother level. This joker was full of demons and butt naked. And he ran around in the graveyard in the valley. But let me tell you what happens when Jesus goes to the valley. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? He said he didn't have on any clothes. And when Jesus had cried out and fell down, when he saw Jesus, this crazy man that was full of demons, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? That's a question mark. I beseech thee, torment me not. Did y'all see that the demons knew who Jesus was? He said, are you Jesus? What? Are you the one? I said, man, don't mess with us. Tell you something, when you go in the valley, the demons are afraid. They tremble from the name of Jesus. Are y'all going to pray with me? When you get in the valley, all you need to do is call on Jesus. Are y'all going to pray with me? I'm finna preach. I feel my help coming. And then he says, what? And then Jesus began to talk to him. Amen. Look at this. Verse 29 said, told me, but then he said, for he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven out of the devil into the wilderness. Verse 30, and Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? Jesus is in the valley, y'all. And he said, Legion, because many devils are entered into him. Wait a minute. The devil spoke up for the man. The devil spoke up and said, we are legion. We are many. Amen. Are y'all with me? In the valley. And they besought him, and he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there were a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Okay, this is what happened. The demon said, okay, Jesus, we are no match for you. When you're in the valley and you call Christ for help, see, we got to summon the right help. Some of us calling Big Mama. Some of us calling Psychic Connection. Some of us going to the casino. Some of us calling our friends. Some of us calling a Hennessy, Bud Light, Coors Light. Hallelujah, somebody. Some of us popping Molly's, smoking blunts, smoking crack Primos. Mind your neighborhood yet? Meth, cream. Zudabang, water. In the valley. See, y'all laughing. Somebody's struggling with that this morning. But look at the demons. Said, look here. Why we want to walk around with demonic forces in our life? Because the demons said, we don't want to just go out in just the middle of nowhere. Jesus, we know you're about to cast us out. We know you in the valley. We know you move. We know that you, just by you speaking, we got to go somewhere. But send us over here into these pigs. And you know what? The pigs didn't even want the devil. The pigs didn't even, because the pigs said, you know what? If we got to live like this, we just going to kill ourselves. So they ran and jumped over the cliff and drowned themselves. And then what's crazy about when something happens in the valley, and then folks want to get scared when God starts to move. The ones that was feeding the pigs and saw this happen, they ran and told for God, boy, y'all ain't going to believe what happened. Jesus showed up and them demons got to running through and got in our pigs and we lost the mouse and everybody scared. Come on, Tony. I'm 15 minutes over. And they said that they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what was done, and came Jesus and found the man. Okay. Did y'all see this? Once the demons comes out of the man. Verse 35. Read verse. They went out to see what was done. Folks got nosy, because when things happen in the valley, folks want to go see. Are y'all going to pray with me? Folks want to see what's going on. When Jesus moved, folks want to see. See, Jesus started moving in Orange Chapel, and some folks want to come see. And when they came to see, they stayed. Hallelujah, somebody. And they came to Jesus and found the man out whom the devils were departed. That means the devils had come out of him. I'm in the valley, sitting at the feet of Jesus. See, the problem is when we get folks out of the valley, when we come out of the valley, folks act like you can't be a part of God's program. Amen. Are y'all going to pray with me? When a brother or a sister is restored, they ought to be at the feet of Jesus. Because some of y'all ought to be at the feet of Jesus this morning because of what he brought you out of, because of what he brought you through. He came through your valley. He picked you up. He changed your life. Hallelujah, somebody. And then for the physical manifestation, the Bible said that he was naked. But the next word here is that he's clothed. Are y'all going to pray with me? He's covered up. He's no longer running around naked like a maniac, but he's clothed. Some of y'all used to be running around butt naked, being this all out to everybody. But look what he did. He covered you. He clothed you. And now you're able to sit at his feet. Are y'all going to pray with me? And not only are you able, once you sit at his feet, then look what happens. How many of y'all know that you are a minister? Some of y'all want to put it all on me. Want to put it all on the deacons. Look what this man who was possessed by many demons, legion. The whole multitude of the country of the Gadareans round about besought him and departed from them, for they were taken with great fear. They were scared, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. And the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. So guess what? The guy, ain't God all right, who had the demons in him, said, Jesus, I want to go with you. You came to the valley. You came to the graveyard. You came in and you changed my life. Can I go with you? But my brothers and sisters, we can't always go where we want to go. We got to go where God sends us. Are y'all going to pray with me? Some of y'all wanted to go somewhere else, but God sent you down here. Are y'all going to pray with me? And then Jesus sent him away saying, watch this, verse 39. Return to thine own house and show how great things God has done unto thee. Ain't God all right? Are y'all going to pray with me? I feel good this morning, but I need somebody to remember when you were in your valley. Are y'all going to pray with me? When you were in the valley, you couldn't even get a prayer through. You couldn't get no rest. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. Nobody wanted to be around you because you were acting like a lunatic. You were acting like a crazy person. But when Jesus came into your life, hallelujah, you were able to sit at his feet. Hallelujah. And if you're at Jesus' feet, you can tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? Jesus told the man who was in the valley. And when I'm talking about the valley, I'm talking about the man that had the demons in him. He said, return to your own house and show how great things God had done unto thee. Turn to your neighbor this morning and tell your neighbor, God has done great things for me. Ain't God all right? I should have been dead, but God done great things for me. Hallelujah. I should be crazy, but God has done great things for me. I should have lost my mind, but God done great things for me. I should have lost my children, but God's done great things for me. I should have lost my job, but God's done great things for me. I should have been put out on the streets, but God's done great things for me. Hallelujah. I should have lost my family, but God's done great things for me. They should have put me out of the church, but God's done great things for me. I should have been bankrupt, but God's done great things for me. I should have lost my salvation, but God's done great things for me. Ain't he all right? I know he's all right. Is there anybody here that want to go tell somebody, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, hallelujah, I wouldn't be standing. Ain't God all right? Go tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. I should have got divorced, but God's done great things for me. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? I know he's all right. Hallelujah. CPS should have picked up my kids, but God is all right.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I'm under grace and I'm under mercy. And as long as I accept Jesus, everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he went his way. Hallelujah. Some of y'all need to go y'all's way this morning. Some of y'all need to go your way this morning. Hallelujah. And he published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Can y'all see yourself? Hallelujah. In your valley. Can I tell you a story? Hallelujah. I know it's time to go. Hallelujah. But there was a father and his son on a big ship. Are y'all gonna pray with me this morning? The ship was sailing. The waves were getting a little rough. And there was a little dog that was playing around on the ship that belonged to the son. The father told the son, he said, listen here, boy, you need to get that dog. Because if he falls off the ship, I'm not going to be able to turn around and come get him. We just going to have to leave him. Are y'all going to pray with me? Can y'all see the ship and the father and the son and the little dog? The dog just kept on playing. It just kept on running around. Ain't God all right? All of a sudden the ship took a dip and a little dog fell off into the water. Are y'all gonna pray with me? The son went over to the father and said, Daddy, my dog just fell off the boat. I know you told me that if he kept on playing and he fell off, that you wasn't gonna come back and get him. That you couldn't turn the ship around. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Daddy said, yeah, I told you, son. We got to proceed forward. We got somewhere that we need to go. In the valley. Can't you see the little dog? In the valley. Trying his best to fight the waves. Trying his best to fight the water. Are y'all gonna pray with me? But the son loved the dog so much that he looked up at his daddy and he said, Daddy, if I fall off this boat, will you come and get me? The father said, son, you know I love you. And if you fall off the boat, then I gotta come get you. The little boy began to take his clothes off. He began to take his jacket off. And he laid it over to the side. Father wondering what he's doing. Ain't God all right? Began to take the stuff off. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. Are y'all gonna pray with me? He even took his shoes off. And he jumped over off the boat. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Daddy looking down at his son, who's in the same situation that the dog is in. They went up a little further and daddy looked back and said, my son, hallelujah, has fallen over the boat. Are y'all gonna pray with me? But the son, hallelujah, wasn't trying to get back to the boat, but he was swimming toward his dog. Are y'all gonna pray with me? He puts the dog in his arms. Daddy turns the ship around and he goes up and picks up the son. And because the son has the dog, then everybody's brought to safety. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Over 2,000 years ago, we were all on that ship of Zion, ain't God all right? But we fell off. You fell off. Your mama fell off. Your daddy fell off. We were in the valley. But because the son loved us so much, daddy turned the ship around and he picked us all up. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? I'm so glad. I'm so glad that the father turned it around. But he didn't turn it around because of me. He didn't turn it around because of you. But he turned it around because of the son. Thank God for the son. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all help me. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You turned around. The Father turned around. Hallelujah. 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 He came back to get us, y'all. When we were in the valley, he came back and he picked us up. Woo! God said, I ain't gonna turn this thing around, but Jesus said, if I go get him, will you come get him? I'm so glad. Thank God for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. If you have fallen off the boat just because you run around playing, having a good time, we've all been there. Little dog didn't know what danger he was in. He was just enjoying the ride. Some of us are just enjoying the ride, but we fell off the boat. But let me tell you something. Jesus is headed your way this morning. Give your life to Jesus Christ this morning so you can be rescued from the valley. Amen. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, we ask that you will come at this time. Hallelujah. Anybody else this morning, give your life to him. If you're in the valley, amen, you will be safe and secure in the arms of God. And let me tell you something. When Ezekiel spoke, he spoke the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, even in the Old Testament, was alive and well. Amen. And the Spirit, in that illustration, touched those people. If the Spirit of the Lord has touched you this morning, I ask you to come. Amen. Excuse me for the yelling and screaming and hollering, but amen, I just got to do it the way he told me to do it. Is anybody else this morning that want to get out of the valley? Hallelujah. It's time to get out of the valley, y'all. He's talking to you. He's speaking to you. It don't take a whole lot, but you just surrender to him this morning. Are you tired? Are you tired? Let me tell you something. If the swine don't even want Satan in them, why would we want to run around with him in us? It's time to make a change. It's time to be serious about your relationship with Christ. Hallelujah, because he ain't turning the boat around no more. This is the last call. Give your life to him and be serious about it. He came back and picked you up. Some of us he picked up and then we jump right back off.